You're listening to Focus on Africa on the BBC World Service. To Sierra Leone now, where it's all over by the results. Voting passed off peacefully yesterday, and today supporters of the ruling party and members of the opposition have been monitoring reports to see if their candidate has come out tops. The BBC's Umaru Fofana has been keeping his eye on the results, and he joins us now from Freetown. So, Umaru, do we have any results yet?
Hi, Audrey. Well, the latest is that people are still waiting with bated breath for official results. The Independent Radio Network, which is a group of non-partisan independent radio stations, has been churning out results in dribs and drabs, but they are not collated, nor is any sense made of them. In any case, the National Electoral Commission chairperson has been responding to questions in the sense that she has addressed the nation, and here's what she had to say.
Polling was also disrupted in Ward 392 as the Metropolitan Funeral Home Center and Ward 394 as the Malama Comprehensive in the Western Urban District because of electoral malpractices. Arrests have been made, and these persons are helping the Sierra Leone Police in their investigations.
That's Christiana Thorpe, the Electoral Commission Chief in Sierra Leone. So, what has the opposition been saying regarding the conduct of the elections and the expected outcome, Umaru?
Well, as you heard there from the NEC chairperson, Christiana Thorpe, she spoke about irregularities at some polling stations. Now, the main opposition challenger, Julius Maada Bio, has appealed to his supporters to remain calm, saying he's still confident of victory. Now, he, however, went on to allege that there has been widespread malpractices and that his party had video evidence of election officials urging voters to vote for incumbent President Ernest Bai Koroma. This is part of what Julius Maada Bio said.
We have ample evidence and vital information to substantiate a number of incidents bordering on irregularities that violate electoral code and which has the potential to affect the final outcome of these elections.
That's retired Brigadier Maada Bio hoping to be president of Sierra Leone next. Very briefly, what happens with people who have complaints? Is there a complaints procedure?
Well, there is a complaint procedure, but so far those complaint procedures have not been embarked upon because official results have not been released. But the National Elections Watch, which is a civil society group of observers in these elections, have also alleged irregularities, saying that they were also putting their facts together and that irregularities have happened in some part of the country whereby some results have had to be quarantined. So we are waiting to see what happens in the coming days.
Thank you very much. That's Umaru Fofana in Freetown.